This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Hey, this is Julia Michaels. I got issues. You got them too. Ash London Live.
How do you decide what kind of day you're going to have? Like, we're going to sit on the couch and do nothing. We're going to have sex in the kitchen. We're going to write a hit song. What do you schedule, like a calendar, work day, fun day, or is it just this organic, like?
I mean, you definitely just did describe our week, but we usually, like, when, like, for All Your Exes, for example, I was like pretty much done with the album, and then there was like two songs where I was like, I don't really love these, and I looked at JP and I was like, I basically have 3 days to finish my album. Do you want to write with me? And he was like, yes, I'd love to. And so we actually booked a studio and we wrote All Your Exes while we were there.
That's lovely. But what if, because you know you fell in love with in a studio. What if when you returned to the studio, did the opposite, and then you fell out of love? Then you'd have to schedule in another session so that you can fall back in love. Maybe it's the studio.
I'm very grateful that we still work well together, because I feel like when you're in a relationship with somebody and then you start writing with them, it's easy to start taking things personally. Like if someone doesn't like your ideas or your melodies or something like that, but luckily, we're both very collaborative, and he doesn't get mad at my neuroses, because when I'm in the studio, I'm like, and he's just like, cool, yeah, I like that. Let's just, like, take it.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, KSI, and you are listening to me with Ash on Ash London Live.
Crazy. YouTuber, boxer, rapper. Make me feel better, KSI. What are you really bad at? Like, what is something that you try to do but you fail miserably at?
Stand-up.
Really?
I tried doing stand-up at one point. I remember years ago, where was this? It was like, in a field or something. I had like a look. Obviously, I didn't have my fan base there. It was just a normal people. And I had to just crack some jokes. And it just bombed. Literally, I was cracking joke after joke after joke, and no one was laughing. And I was just, the only person who was laughing was me. But it's like nervous laughing. And I was like, yo, oh God. Someone please laugh. I'm dying out here. I heard someone cough. I was like, oh man.
It's awkward for everyone when stand up isn't funny. Like, you know, it's just like everybody loses. So you never did that again?
No.
But you were brave. No. You tried something new. I would never try stand up for that reason.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I always like trying new things. And I know, you know, with certain things I can't ever do.
Yeah. Well, the other thing.
I'm not good.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Australia, it's Joel Corey.
Well, Joel, I've never actually had any experience of you when you didn't have a smile on your face and a 100% positive response. So this song could be a piece of shit and not be charting, and no one could be playing it, none of which are true because it's a hit and it's a great song and everyone's playing it, and you would still put that gorgeous smile on your face and be like, I'm feeling really positive about life. It's a gift you have, buddy.
Yeah, I think I just smile when I'm nervous. I don't know.
Tell me about, because I like get confused when there are more than one DJ/producer on a track, because I'm like, how do you work it out?
How does it work?
How? Right. So,
yeah.
Joel, explain to me. Obviously, you would have grown up and David Guetta would have been like, David Guetta. So crazy enough that you're working together. But how do you like both work on a track?
So what happened was last summer I was in a studio session and I was playing some demos. And there were Ray's demos, and I got played about 10, but there was one that really caught my ear, and it was the bed idea. It was just a chorus with some chords behind it. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, this is magic. Need to work on this. So that night, I slid into Ray's DMs. I was like, Ray, I've heard this bed idea. Let's get in the studio. I've got a vision for this straight away. And Ray hit me back in the DM. She was like, I'd love to get in the studio with you. I wrote this idea of David Guetta, because Ray and David write a lot together. And I was like, I can't exactly just slide into David Guetta's DMs. Like, I'm going to have to do this a bit more like the right, you know, the proper professional way. So I wrote David an email. He knew of me because of Head and Heart and stuff. So he came back to me and was like, yeah, Joe, I'll be down for you working on this. Let's do it. And literally the next week I was in the studio with Ray. We were smashing it out. And yeah, then obviously I couldn't get in the studio with David because he, you know, because of the travel restrictions, because of the pandemic. But, you know, we just stayed in touch during, on FaceTimes over the months. And, you know, this was last summer. The record came out last month. So it was like an 8-month process. A lot of love and hard work went into it. And
working with these guys. Literally, this guy put a serious shift into making the song perfect. Like I had, and I've been telling people, I've been telling every interview that we do, because everyone needs to know, there's something called, you know, there's phases of a song, right? So you have the demo, which is the initial vibe you create on the day, rough around the edges, you know, and then you have a mix, and you usually go through quite a few of those to get it right, and then you have one master, right? I'm not even going to tell you how many different mixes I got from Joel, but I am going to tell you that I got 17 masters from Joel. You usually get one. So just to bring to you the context that this guy isn't just a pretty face.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Hi, I'm Rag and Bone Man. I'm only human after all.
Ash London Live.
Like, yeah. I don't know if you know this, but Australia is like so horny for pink, it's not even funny.
I kind of know that because my guitar tech on my tour used to be hers for her band. And he was like, I remember him saying how many dates they did in Oz. And I was like, what? That's crazy. Who does that amount of shows?
I think it was like 27 stadium shows.
Yeah,
like that's a million tickets. Like one in every 20 Australians went to the show. I went. It was like, and it's so cool that you're teaming up. This is happening, right? I haven't like misread an article or something.
Oh yeah, it's happening. Yeah, I met her back in about 2017 in Paris. We were playing some big radio show thing together and met. She was really nice and gracious towards me and told me she liked my music. I never actually intended to have any collaborations on this record, but we were just listening to the song one day and someone said, oh, would you have any collaborations or would you consider sort of making any of the songs sort of features in the future? And I was like, let's send her the song. And so I sent her the song and she was like, yes, dope.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Hi, this is Baker Boy on Ash London Live.
Hello, Baker Boy. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you going, Ash?
Good. So I'm a bit disheveled today. Camera's got to come down. Here we go. That's a bit better. Oh, my gosh. Japa is so beautiful and gorgeous. How do you handle it?
Oh, man. I don't know. He just cracks me up every time. Like, even just when I'm just sitting or watching a movie or something, you'll just see him walking and he's got this face on and then you start laughing at him. And even when he sleeps and he just looks like a turtle, like his legs out. Yeah, he's super cute.
If everyone listening, if you don't already follow at DaBakerDog on Instagram, get around it. It's my favorite Insta account after, of course, my own dogs. But I got to admit, Japa's got more personality than my dog.
He's very cute.
Well, congratulations on the new song. And I love that this is a family affair. So you're working with your cousin on it. How did you decide that you guys would team up on this track on Bride?
Well, after Mariona track and after that, I was like, oh, maybe I should get him to do another track with me. And also because I really enjoy having him in the studio as well. Also someone to talk to in language as well. So it's pretty good to have like family in the studio and kind of work on a track. And yeah, I guess coming up with this track was awesome and I really enjoyed it.
Awesome, as it should be. Were you guys making beats when you were kids? Were you like pretending that you were like, you know, famous?
I mean, not really. So my cousin's from Yirrkala, which is I don't know how far it is, but it's pretty far. So it's a different place, gotcha. And I'm on like on a different island. And yeah, I guess like well when I was a kid, I was just a dancer, a performer. But music has been part of I guess if you're a dancer, obviously music is gonna have to make you dance.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
This is Oz Music Monday.
Ash London Live.
Talk to me about this track and the first kind of, you know, when it first came about. Because I know in the bio for it, you said it was kind of a bit of a happy accident, which sounds very fun.
Yeah. So actually, sitting on this couch, being frustrated. It was like peak COVID, just being like frustrated with always being in the same space. And then, yeah, I've heard this like melody in my head and like kind of went off a feeling of being frustrated. And then luckily my boyfriend is a producer and we have like a little studio in the house. So we were just in there and I sang, you know, the melodies in my head. And then Kilter was like playing around with bits and pieces. And then, yeah, the chorus is basically a happy accident.
That's so fun.
I don't know. When I write songs, I don't necessarily know what I'm writing about.
Interesting.
It's more just like a feeling, like, it's just more a feeling. And then, you know, you have to make it like a bit more relatable. So in the song, it sounds like you're breaking free from a relationship. But really for me, it was just like getting frustrated with being kind of just stuck in the same location. And you could probably hear that in the line that says the word Rio. Just kind of daydreaming.
I can imagine Kilter may have been a little nervous if the song is about frustrated, being frustrated, and some people could interpret it as you wanting to break out of a relationship. What a great way to break up with him. Hey, babes, I've written this song. Let me know what you think. I want to break up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I feel bad for him if I'm ever angry or anything. Like, he's just sitting there listening to the lyrics like, what is this about? Did I, like, not make the bed or, like, what did I do?
Leave the toilet seat up. So many things that men can do to
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.